In the morning, Gitmo Nation, and thank you for joining us again. My name is Sir Craig Jones, and I'm joined, as always, by Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Howdy.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
And that was the most exciting he will sound the whole program.
Exactly.
All right, well, we've had a busy week for stories, so let's get started, shall we?
I thought nothing happened this week.
Well, this is going to be a fun show. All right. So, on a serious note, we need to discuss the situation in Norway. Unfortunately, at least 92 people have lost their lives in twin terrorist attacks, the first one being in the government quarter in Oslo, and the second one being on a camp run by, now get this, the Labour Party in Norway. It was like a political camp. Like, that strikes me as kind of odd a little bit. Like, can you imagine an officially sanctioned Republican or Democrat camp for youths? And that would seem kind of creepy. So I don't know. That seemed kind of odd to me. 92 people at the very least, and that's guaranteed to go up, have lost their lives, and it's deeply troubling because Norway is not a country that has a history of terrorism. And, Chemslave, what do you think the repercussions of this might be?
Well, at least they might be turned into a police state, at the very least.
Why do you say that?
Because when people get scared, they do stupid things. Like vote for the Patriot Act.
Yes. Yes, that is indeed true. Yeah. And one of the big memes that is a true tell that you are absolutely on the right track. No pun intended. We'll get to the track later on. But one of the memes floating out is that this is their Oklahoma City attack. Now, for those of you who might not be in Gitmo Nation West, Oklahoma City was an attack in the mid-90s in Oklahoma City by a man named Timothy McVeigh. He used a fertilizer bomb, exactly, from what I can tell, exactly like the fertilizer bomb that was used to blow up the government sector in Norway. But Timothy McVeigh used a fertilizer bomb to blow up a federal building in Oklahoma City that had had a thriving daycare in the building, and hundreds of people lost their lives, and it set in motion the groundwork for the Patriot Act and other ways of infringing on the liberties and securities of America. So I think it's very telling that we are getting this meme of their Oklahoma City. Because this is already a problem in Europe in terms of civil liberties. The EU is just an evil organization. And I envision them being very happy to make use of this tragedy and enact very strict principles in relation to privacy and security. What do you think?
Well, you can never be allowed to waste a good tragedy. So
that's right.
That's completely true.
Never let a good tragedy go to waste. As Rahm Emanuel would say. It's sad. It really is. I was struck by how similar these attacks were. If you just take the government attack in Norway and the McVeigh attack in Oklahoma City, same type of bomb, same type of guy, kind of radical, crazed guy, with a fertilizer bomb, blows up a lot of people. It's very similar, and it's also rather suspicious. I don't know. I would like to see how this story plays out. It's something that we should definitely keep an eye on. So, do you have anything you want to say, Kemsliff?
Yes, I found something that is way more tragic and more sad than that could ever happen on the world. More sad than Norway.
What could that possibly be?
Well, Amy Winehouse died. She was found dead at her North London home.
Oh, no.
She is a gifted musician, an artist, and a performer. So, I'm sorry, Craig. Norway has to move over. Amy Winehouse is here to stay.
Oh, my God. Now, if you see the news, you would think that's absolutely the case. Now, we're being facetious, obviously. The deaths of over 100 people, which is what it's likely to be in the end, that is obviously a much more important story than Amy Winehouse. But it's just amazing how she is being plastered all over the news. Now, it is interesting that she died at the age she died at. Kemslave, how old was she?
27.
27, you say? Wow. You know, I'm thinking about something with the age 27, but I can't quite put my finger on it. You want to help me out with that?
Oh, the 27 Club.
Yeah, what is that? What is that? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Well, all these musicians somehow died at the age of 27. Like Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Hendrix, and now Amy Winehouse.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for me, at least, there is one thing that groups all of them together. And that is that they were truly talented artists. Now, you might not like their music. You might like their music, I don't know. But these were truly talented people. It seems to be a curse of the truly on-the-edge, innovative, important artists that they seem to all get whacked off at 27. It really is something of a curse. But then you have people that, you know, well, how come Jennifer Lopez is still alive? Or how come Britney Spears is still alive? How come any number of successful performers, why are they still alive? And you almost have to think that many of the people that are still alive have been made wealthy, made famous by, yes, their own success, but there's been a lot going into that. A lot of stage handling, a lot of PR, a lot of gussying up of their image. There's a lot of fake involved in the majority of performers out there today. And these are people that for better or worse, and obviously worse since they all died young, they were just themselves all the way to the end. So I think that's worth keeping in mind. Alright, so we've touched on some pretty heavy subjects. Do we have anything else to talk about, Kemslave?
Well, the TSA is upgrading their body scanners. They're not gonna, they're gonna eliminate the, naked images, so now you're just, the screener is just going to see a generic human body with just like pictures of whatever contraband is on the body, like placed onto the like generic body.
Oh, this is such bullshit! Oh my god! First of all, this was how it was supposed to be anyway. Yes, you got like an X-ray vision of the body in detail. But you were also, like, the people that were in the control booths themselves, like, and right next to you, weren't supposed to see anything. And yet, these images keep leaking out.
It seems to be even weirder. It's now they're going to actually, the person in the booth is going to not have that job, so either there are going to be more people patrolling and being assholes, or some crap, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. there be not needed anymore?
Well, that's possible. That's certainly possible. But it just strikes me that this is just a bunch of bullshit. These systems are not being replaced, right? It's just the software is being updated to provide the operator with a less detailed image, supposedly.
Yep, it's just another service pack.
That's right. Yes, XP Service Pack 5, right?
Exactly.
For government enterprise systems. I don't believe this story at all. I'm sure somebody is going to see a basic outline. But you recall.
I'm pretty sure this is.
Hold on. I'm sorry, but you will recall that the TSA was not supposed to retain any of these naked body photos at all. They were supposed to be automatically discarded. It wasn't supposed to be possible to get these things, and yet you see them all over the place. You see example after example after example. So I don't see what's so different with this new system. Yeah, you're not supposed to be able to see the naked body, but the system is still there where you can. So you're being presented with one image, but who's to say that the other image isn't underneath that someplace?
Well, knowing that this is government work, who knows? Maybe just with a little finagling with the system, you'll be able to see every single image that they're hiding behind these little stupid facsimile humans. But we're still going to be irradiated by these machines. So if I'm going to be going to an airport, I'm still going to opt out and get molested by a TSA agent.
Absolutely. And hopefully you get a really hot one.
Well, as I'm a guy, I'll probably get another guy, so no chance.
Oh, you know, that's right. That's right. Yeah, so you can't even have that benefit. That's right. Yeah, you could go get a sex change, though.
Nope, not going to happen.
Not that desperate to be felt up by TSA, huh?
No, I could use some, internet dating site if I want to go that far.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, on a related note, this is something that you are not going to be hearing in the mainstream media. And that is a serious accident in China, in the Zhejiang province, today. You see, they had this high-speed bullet train that somehow got struck by lightning. And because of that, it lost control and rammed into another high-speed train, derailing them both and killing at least 32 people.
But Craig, I thought trains are good and planes are bad.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, I didn't know what to make of this, because I have been taught by the benevolent government that we have, that planes are just, they're dangerous, they're inconvenient, they're just, they're expensive, they're just not good, not good at all. But then you see these situations, and I'm like, whoa, so accidents can actually happen on a train too? I mean, I had no idea. These bullet trains are dangerous. I don't know what to make of it. So all sarcasm aside, this doesn't necessarily say anything bad about the train itself, but it certainly goes to show that just because you're on the ground doesn't mean you're any less safe than when you're in the air. What do you think?
You know, if you just not look at just bullet trains, but all trains, you see, crap happening all the time. So just adding that it's going high speed and it's a bullet train doesn't really change much. So I would not put much more faith in a train than I would do in a plane. So
no, of course not. But you're not a mindless drone like the government wants you to be.
At the moment, I'm not.
Let's see what happens, right?
Yep.
All right. So, moving from that theater to what is possibly the biggest theatrical act of the summer, I bring you The Debt Ceiling Talks, starring Barack Obama and John Boehner. Now, Chemslave, I've got some very bad news for you. The show has been canceled. That's right, Boehner left. He walked out the building. Taps were playing behind him. He's done. He ain't coming back. He's done talking to the president. He's out of there. We're going to default, right? We're going to default.
Yes, we're going to default. We're all going to die.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to default. You know, I absolutely believe Adam Curry on No Agenda, noagendashow.com, dvorak.org/NA to donate. Please donate. I absolutely believe he is right in saying that this is just theater. But at the same time, there seems to have been a shift. And that shift entails Boehner taking a stronger position against Obama. I never thought something like this would happen. Boehner actually broke off negotiations. Now, that might mean nothing. It probably means nothing. I'm not saying it means anything at all. But we're about 2 weeks away from default. And we don't appear to be any closer to a compromise. Now, this might be all in lead-up to forcing down a compromise at the last minute that is good for no one, and that nobody will have the time to look at. Does that remind you of anything? A compromise that is good for no one and nobody had the time to read? Does that remind you of anything?
Reminds me of a lot of things, but didn't they do that with the Obamacare shit at first?
Absolutely. 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 So this is just out of Obama's playbook. Now, there's the possibility that Boehner is actually acting on his own, and he's really telling the president to go fuck himself. I would like to see that. I think many people would like to see that. I just don't know if we can hope for that. It's getting a little more encouraging, though, as time goes on, because by now, everybody thought a deal would be in place. All the talking heads in Washington, all the elites in the media, had all thought a few months ago that, oh, by now it would have been a done deal. Everything would be signed, you know. There would be no problem. This is unexpected, supposedly. And that's what I say is true, and they're just waiting till the last minute to force us down our throats. If that's not true, and if Boehner really is acting on his own, this might bode well. This might bode well. If Boehner can get a victory out of this, it would destroy Obama's chance of becoming president of the United States in 2012. Well, being reelected. Although, who knows? Who the hell? Who knows who's president of the United States? There were two swearing-in ceremonies. We got two different Obamas. And by the way, I firmly believe that, I mean, it's well known that presidents use body doubles, and Obama has everything on a teleprompter anyway. Who knows who was really talking to you at a press conference? I easily believe that there are two Obamas, at least two Obamas. So, who knows who's been president for the last 3.5 years? All I'm saying is, it seems to me that if Obama doesn't come out with some sort of deal to his favorability, that he's going to lose the 2012 election. And that's why I believe that he is just waiting until the last minute to make a deal and screw us.
So I wonder which Obama is the one that's going to be doing the screwing. Is it the reprogrammed one that signs that he's from 2008, or is it one of the other ones?
Well, you see, I disagree with the theory that the 2008 drone was dormant until that mistake at Westminster Abbey. Because Obama has done nothing but campaign the last 3 years. He has campaigned against George W. Bush every single time he's had to make a decision and explain it to the American people. He's always saying, well, I didn't create this mess. I'm not the cause of this mess. I inherited this economy. I inherited these wars. I inherited the Patriot Act. I inherited Guantanamo Bay. I inherited this. I inherited that. And yet, then suddenly, the next morning, he is grayer. He's got a scar on the back of his head. And he's all, we need to come together in a bipartisan and responsible fashion. We've got to be the adults. So I think they've just been, you know, kind of cohabitating. Maybe, one goes to the executive residence one night, one goes to recharge in his drone cell the next, and they swap back and forth. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? But I think they've both been active since day one.
I wonder, if he inherited all this, does he have to pay an estate tax?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Why don't you shoot off an email to Jay Carney, the spokeshole, as Curry would say, and see what he says about that. Hmm? Well, why don't we do that? Because we're bound to get a response, right?
Yeah, I'll probably have the Secret Service knocking on my door asking to speak to me.
Hey, come slave. The fuck are you doing? Smart-mouthing the President of the United States. You're coming with me. Yeah, I could see that. I could certainly see that. All right, what else do we have?
Well, I found the most genius man on Earth. And he lives right now in Texas.
Sounds good.
He procured a house for $16.
Whoa. Wow. All right, let's talk about this. This is good. Okay, so this could be a good tip for the producers of No Agenda. So, Chemslave, tell me what happened.
Well, this guy from was researching houses. He was looking into these laws, these adverse possession laws, and he found a nice house that's worth $300,000. And in Texas, if you use the adverse possession laws, if you're living in that house for 3 years, you can ask the state or the government for the deed for the house. And it was a really crazy thing that happened. The dude that had a mortgage on the house, he like foreclosed. The bank went under. So supposedly the property ownership of the house is like in some weird limbo. So this guy came in, he paid like $16 for some legal paperwork, and he moved in. So now it's his house, if he lives there for the next 3 years.
Now, what's stopping him from being forced out?
Truthfully, I have no idea. This story is, like, so crazy that it's trying to screw my brain over.
You know, I think that's exactly what the point of this was. I think the point of this was, the only way that you can get ahead in life is to try and cheat the system.
Hey, but the system is there to be cheated, Craig. That's why all these laws have been written by those politicians, so they can screw up.
But this law that you're talking to refers to back to British common law, and is hundreds of years old. It's an obscure law that is very, very seldom used.
Exactly. It's seldom used because most people, other than those that need to know, don't know about it.
That's very true, and I applaud this man for his initiative. But at the same time, I question whether he'll be able to stay there all that time. If he has no real claim to the house for 3 years, I don't necessarily know how he has the right to stay there all that time. Somebody, even if the ownership is in limbo, somebody must be able to say, this guy's trespassing, get him the fuck off my property.
Yeah, right now I'm waiting for that story, which will probably never happen. We'll never hear about this ever again.
Yeah, no, of course not, because you know, this is just to distract the slaves, just show you, you know, with enough guile and balls, you can do whatever you want. But you can't do it. You can't do it by actually getting a job and creating wealth. No. Can't do that. Nope. You gotta rely on the government to back you up with obscure, silly little laws like this. Now, again, I'm not criticizing the homeowner. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that because there is no homeowner. I'm not criticizing this man, necessarily. If he has the fortitude to stay there for 3 years, and if he can legally do so, more power to him.
Well, supposedly the outraged neighbors who are probably pissed off that instead of paying how many hundreds of thousands of dollars for the house, he paid 16. They tried to get him arrested. They called the police, and the police said, "Yeah, we can't do shit about this. This is a civil matter, not a criminal matter." So. For the moment, he's living there.
Oh, okay, you didn't mention that, and I didn't see that in the article. If it's a civil matter, those things take a long time to get resolved. And if he plays his cards the right way, if he makes the right motions in court, and if he does what he needs to do to draw this out, he might be able to draw, you know, to do this for 3 years and get the deed. In that case, it's a done deal. That might be his end game. Who knows?
We'll have to see. Maybe we'll see it sometime. Probably not.
Maybe. Exactly. Maybe. Well, this has been an exciting week. Let's end, as we always do, with a discussion on technology. Now, I know we've been pretty Apple-heavy the past few weeks. We're going to try to get away from that. But quite frankly, Apple is the company, more so than anybody else, is really driving the news. And there is no greater example of that than this week. They've released their latest operating system, OS X Lion, 10.7. They have released new hardware, beautiful Mac Minis, beautiful MacBook Airs. But most important of all, they released their financial earnings. And ChemSlave, let me tell you something. Apple is just doing terrible. They're like a quarter away from declaring bankruptcy.
Really?
It's sad. Yeah, everybody thought Steve Jobs was doing so well when he came back to Apple. But it's all evaporated. They've suddenly stopped selling any products at all. And they've somehow gotten rid of the $66 billion in cash they were sitting on. And now they're like a few weeks away from going under. It's amazing.
That's why he's looking so thin.
That's right, he's scared shitless. Now, obviously we're being facetious. Apple reported its best quarter ever with $7.31 billion in profit and $28.57 billion in revenue. It is amazing what this company has done. They have grown their cash pile from $66 billion to $75 billion. They could buy the majority of the tech industry and still be in the black. It is amazing how financially strong this company is. They sold over 9 million iPads. They went down in only one category, and that was iPods. But they have just gone amazing on the iPhone. They're killing it. They're absolutely killing it. iPhone now makes up 47% of sales for Apple. by revenue. 47%. Half the company is founded on iPhone sales. Another 21% is founded on iPad sales. And another 18% is based on computer sales.
So to bankrupt that company, someone needs to make an iPhone killer.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, no one has been able to do that. No one has that kind of tight control over every stage of production that Apple does. No one. Android can't do it. God knows WebOS can't do it. Windows Phone 7 is a joke, in terms of sales anyway. Apple could not sell a single thing and survive off of its cash pile until the end of the next decade. That is how strong they are financially. They could stop doing anything and just exist on their cash holdings for the next 8 to 9 years. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, that's something to keep in mind when people talk about how niche Apple is, how expensive their products are, how elitist their products are. Because obviously they're selling quite a lot of this stuff. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sticking with my Microsoft kin one, Craig.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
I can do Facebook.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. Fantastic. That's great. Now, actually, ChemSlave, what do you have again? I forget.
I actually do have an iPhone 4.
That's right. And what is your laptop?
An HP.
An HP. You're a Windows guy with an iPhone. Now, if that says all that needs to be said about Apple and about the market that they work in. They would like you to have a Mac, but they really couldn't care less because they just want you to get an iPhone or an iPod Touch. Or an iPad. Preferably all three plus a Mac. But all they care about is you get something from them, and then you have to keep buying from them in the future.
Now, I think I'm going to stick with my iPhone 4 until it breaks.
I'm going to upgrade mine, definitely. I don't care if it's only a slight spec upgrade. I got to have the latest. But that's a discussion for possibly next month. Around this time next month, we should have a good idea of what Apple's going to do. So let's save future iPhone discussions for closer to when they release the iPhone 5. So next week we will talk about something other than Apple, I promise you.
Hopefully,
yes. News permitting, of course. All right, ChemSlave, it's been fun.
Bet it has.
Yep. Everybody, if you enjoyed this show, if you enjoyed the No Agenda stream, or if you enjoy No Agenda itself, please do not hesitate to donate. Go to noagendashow.com to find links, dvorak.org/NA, and noagendanation.com are fantastic places to go to donate. All right, everybody, thank you, and I will see you next week.
Sayonara.